USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Emergency declarations over the global monkeypox outbreak are coming from San Francisco and New York State. Experts say anyone can contract the virus, and its symptoms could include a fever, headache, or rash anywhere on your body. Dr. Mark Abdelmalek is a dermatologist.
Anyone can get monkeypox. And so health officials everywhere, especially in San Francisco and New York now, want people to know it's time to pay more attention and to watch out for those signs and symptoms of monkeypox.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said this week that there should no longer be any doubt that Russia intends to dismantle Ukraine and dissolve it from the world map entirely. Linda Thomas Greenfield told the UN Security Council that the United States is seeing growing signs that Russia is laying the groundwork to attempt to annex all of the eastern Ukraine. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has even stated that this is Russia's war aim. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
A Florida police officer is being charged with felony battery after grabbing another officer by the throat and screaming at her last year. Footage from multiple body cameras captured the officer, Sergeant Christopher Police, soon after he arrived at the scene of an ongoing arrest in November of last year. The charges against Police were announced this week. The sergeant, the 21-year veteran of the Sunrise Police Department, was originally placed on desk duty days after the incident, but has now been criminally charged. I find this behavior to be disgusting. I think the video speaks for itself, according to Sunrise Police Chief Anthony Rosa. South Bend police officers fatally shot a man Friday near an elementary school after he apparently pointed a gun at officers during a standoff, Northern Indiana police said. Witness statements and police video show that Dante Cottrell, 51, was threatening to take his own life and appeared to be waving a handgun outside a St. Joseph County elementary school. Cottrell later died at a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, convicted of contempt of Congress earlier this month, will ask a judge to allow him to exhaust his appeals before any punishment takes effect. This raises the prospect of years of litigation and a Supreme Court petition before the case is finished. A dust-up over charter schools.
Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College in Michigan, answered the call of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee earlier this year. Lee wanted 100 more charter schools in his state. Arnn said he would launch 50 of them. But 6 months later, Lee has distanced himself from Arnn after he said teachers are, quote, trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges. He made the comments in front of an audience that included Lee, who is known as an advocate for charter schools and school vouchers. So far, three applications for three Hillsdale-related charter schools have been rejected. No comment from a Hillsdale spokesperson. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And the most anticipated grouping of the LIV golf event at Donald Trump's National Golf Club at Minster was an unusual fivesome that teed off a day before the actual tournament began. Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau, two of the biggest golf stars to join the Rebel Tour, were the pros in that group. They were joined by former President Donald Trump, whose course they were playing on, and his son Eric. Yasser Al-Rumayyan, who governs the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund that funds the upstart circuit, rounded out the group before later peeling off. And Mr. Trump? Well, he acted like he owned the place. I'm Tony Maruso, and this is USA Radio News.